maybe even roar with laughter. Our first joke is all about a sneaky fox. Why did the fox cross the playground? To get to the other slide. Imagine a mischievous fox with its bushy tail swishing as it zooms down a bright red slide. Isn't that a funny sight? Next up, we have a riddle wrapped in a banana peel. What has to be broken before you can use it? Think about it. An egg? A crayon? The answer, my friends, is an egg. Imagine cracking open a perfectly good egg to make a delicious sunny side-up breakfast. That's a good kind of breaking, isn't it? Now let's hear a joke about a playful puppy. Why was the puppy running around in circles? Because it was trying to find its tail. Picture a fluffy little puppy, its tongue lolling out, spinning around and around in a comical chase of its own tail. That's one energetic pup. Here's another one to tickle your funny bone. Why did the teddy bear say no to dessert? Because she was stuffed. This is one for all those cuddly teddy bears out there. Remember how you always love to hug and cuddle your teddy bear? How would you feel if it were stuffed? And finally, a joke about a clumsy caterpillar. Why did the caterpillar cross the playground? To get to the other side. Imagine a little caterpillar inching its way across the playground, taking its sweet time, crossing from one end to the other. A very determined caterpillar. These jokes might seem simple, but that's the beauty of them. Simple jokes are the best kind of jokes, especially when shared with friends and family. Remember, laughter is contagious, so share these jokes with everyone you know and spread the joy. Now let's take a moment to think about what makes a joke funny. Sometimes it's the surprise at the end, a bit of wordplay, or simply something relatable that tickles our funny bones. These jokes are all about simple, relatable ideas, things that you experience every day, sliding down a slide, chasing your tail, or being full from a delicious meal. Let's delve a little deeper into the world of jokes. Think about your favorite jokes. What makes them so funny? Is it the unexpected twist? The silly sounds? The funny images they create in your mind? Jokes are a wonderful way to express our creativity and to connect with others. They're like little bursts of sunshine on a cloudy day, and they can brighten even the grumpiest of moods. We've looked at jokes about animals, but did you know that jokes can be about almost anything? There are jokes about food, about school, about friends, about family. The possibilities are endless. Why don't you try to think of your own joke right now? What's something funny you've seen or experienced recently? Maybe you saw a funny animal doing something silly, or maybe you heard a funny conversation. Write down your joke. You can even draw a picture to go with it. It doesn't need to be perfect, just funny. Let's explore different types of jokes. We've looked at simple jokes, but there are many other types. For example, there are knock-knock jokes, where someone knocks on the door and asks, "Knock-knock." The other person responds, "Who's there?" The first person then delivers the punchline. There are also puns, which are jokes that use words that have more than one meaning. A pun might be something like, "I'm reading a book about anti-gravity. It's impossible to put down." Remember the jokes we looked at earlier? Those were mainly one-liner jokes, also known as short, quick jokes. But jokes can also be longer and more involved. Some jokes tell stories, like tiny little tales with a funny twist at the end. Think of a joke you heard as a story. Can you recall it? What elements made it a good story? One of the best things about jokes is how they can bring people together. When you share a laugh with someone, it creates a connection, a bond. It's a feeling of shared understanding and joy. So next time you're feeling a little down, or if you see someone who looks a little sad, try telling them a joke. You might just brighten their day and maybe even make them laugh. Let's play a quick game. I'll start a joke and you can try to guess the punchline. Okay, here we go. Why did the bicycle fall over? Because it was too tired. Did you get it? Too tired sounds like too tired, see? That's the word play at work. Now let's try another one. What do you call a lazy? Kangaroo? Couch potato. This one uses a familiar phrase, couch potato, and replaces couch with pouch, the kangaroo's pocket. It's clever, right? Think about how we make jokes. It's all about observing the world around us and finding the humor in everyday situations. It's about using words in a creative way to make people smile. It's about